This is the Voice Podcast Network.
Welcome to Post Pitch, a biweekly podcast that dives a little deeper into an article published in this week's print issue of the Georgetown Voice. Today, I'm interviewing our writer, Kate Satterfield, to learn more about her Voice's piece on LinkedIn. Please enjoy. Welcome, Kate.
Hi, good to be here.
I'm so happy to have you here. Would you begin by introducing yourself and the piece that you wrote for this issue?
Yeah, of course. So my name is Kate Satterfield. I'm a freshman in the SFS. Pronouns are she, her, and my piece is about LinkedIn, specifically the LinkedIn culture at Georgetown. It's more of a rage piece than anything, kind of just like, why are we the way that we are? And then just a resignation that it's just never going to change. We're so locked into LinkedIn. That was so cheesy.
But, it's perfect.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of a commentary on how we interact with each other and with this app.
Yeah, I was mentioning to you earlier before we were recording a post-pitch episode I recorded with Olivia Posen last semester, but it was also about that kind of that culture we have here at Georgetown, where everything is about networking, everything is about connections, and we're really thinking ahead to our career and not like the present moment.
Yeah.
So with that, I want to ask, what drove you to write this article? What did you observe that really pushed you to begin writing this?
Yeah, so I can speak to a couple experiences that I and my friends had our first couple months here. We were at a party at Villet, as you do, and some guys came up and asked us for our LinkedIn, and we were just like, what? Like, I mean, yeah, Snapchat, that's, you expect that, Instagram for sure, but LinkedIn, like, that's just
an interesting way to begin a conversation.
It's an odd way to initiate, I don't know what they were trying to initiate, but yeah, it was just really strange. And then I had a friend who told me, like, she went to a party, passed out, woke up next day with like 300 LinkedIn connections. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so she was the one who was giving out her LinkedIn. It's weird.
Weird how it makes its way into every part of the Georgetown life.
Yeah.
So after that happened, you were like, this needs to be spoken on.
I was like, and I texted my friends from home. I was like, guys, like, is LinkedIn a thing? And they're like, no. Like, what are you talking about?
Unless you're here.
Yep, unless you're here.
So you mentioned that your friends, this is not really like something that they are necessarily familiar with.
Yeah.
So what has been your experience being here at Georgetown versus maybe where you grew up and that like kind of need to network all the time, you know, that's very present here? I feel like, I mean, in my experience, I didn't have that in high school, so I'd love for you to speak on yours.
Yeah, so I grew up in the South. I went to public school, and, you know, I would like to say my class was pretty competitive, like, we all were involved in the clubs and all that, but we weren't thinking past senior graduation. Like, it wasn't long term. It was just to get into the colleges that we wanted to get into. So we were not working pre-professionally. We did not have LinkedIn profiles. I mean, most of us didn't even have resumes. I didn't make a resume until, I don't think, December of this year. So it's just, it was very interesting coming from home where it's just a lot more chill, low-key. I'm also from Florida, so that may contribute to it. So it's a totally different culture there. And then coming here where everybody, it's like we're 40-year-old, 18-year-olds. It's crazy.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, we're walking around in suits with briefcases. Like, we're ready for corporate America. I'm like, please, like, give me a couple years. I don't want to be there yet.
And I mean, yeah, I feel like we're all pushed into it very quickly. So how has your freshman year experience been, like, with those pressures and, like, you see everyone around you engaging with that, you know, pre-corporate America world? So, like, how has it affected you in your freshman year?
Honestly, I did not think I would be stressed out about internships and jobs until at the very least, like, maybe May. I have been stressed out about it since probably November. It's just been in the back of my mind, like, I have to get a job, I have to get an internship. And logically, I know that not all the freshmen are getting summer internships or even like spring internships, but it just feels like everybody is. And when you're surrounded by upperclassmen who are so accomplished and are doing such cool things, like, they have the State Department jobs, they have like McKinsey internships. So yeah, it's just, you start feeling that pressure so early here. And like I said, like, my friends who go to different colleges, even my friend at Penn, which is, you know, an Ivy, she doesn't really feel that pre-professional push yet.
Right.
Not in this way that we do here. It's definitely a little unnerving, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. Do you think that there's anything that Georgetown students could do or even, like, the administration could do to kind of maybe either change this environment or make it less competitive and make students feel less pressured?
Yeah, no, for sure. I honestly believe it starts with the clubs. Because one thing I've noticed here, if you're not in clubs, you don't have a social life. And it's pretty sad because it's hard to get into a lot of clubs here, especially the ones that throw the best parties, one, and also give you the most opportunities. Like, those consulting clubs are really hard to get into. And I'll even say, like, I applied to the Eating Society my first my first semester, and I got rejected in the first round.
Because, I have some friends who did, too.
Yeah, you don't expect it to be, like, a competitive...
Everything is competitive
everything
here.
Everything is so competitive here. And it's pretty demoralizing when you come to the Hilltop and you're expecting, like, you know, a fun college atmosphere. I mean, at least for a couple months. You know you're going to get into it with finals and midterms, but... You know, you kind of expect that to end once you leave the classroom, but it's almost like you're on 100% of the time. Like, there are always opportunities that you should be looking for. So I think just kind of reworking club culture and making it more accepting and open and accessible, really, I think that's the biggest thing that Georgetown can do. And then also, like, administratively, maybe even, like, networking seminars to, like...
I completely agree.
Yeah, just to, like, teach people how to navigate the professional world. Because, you know, it really is a skill that you have to learn. It's not just, like, having conversations. It's having conversations with a purpose. And that is such a foreign concept to me. And I'm sure a lot of other people here. Like, we don't all have that skill. So I think just, I think it's on the school to cultivate that in us. Because it's a good school, and I'm happy to be here, but... It still feels like I'm left behind in a lot of aspects.
Yeah, I mean, when you feel like you don't know how to best take advantage of all the opportunities, you feel like you're constantly trying to learn and keep up, and then you feel behind.
Yeah.
But if we just knew how to do it most efficiently, then we could also balance it with, like, a healthy social life and things like that. So, absolutely. Also, shameless plug, Georgetown Voice is not competitive and open to everyone. And so I think we should have more people on The Voice. But, yeah, those are all the questions that I have for you, unless there's anything that you would like to add about your piece.
No, except that you should read it, for sure.
That's absolutely true. I was going to say. So, Kate, thank you so much for joining us on Post Pitch. And to our listeners, make sure to check out Kate's article in this week's issue of The Voice. And check out the rest of our podcasts on georgetownvoice.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you.
Thank you so much.